but when they was cooking it, they'd call it a roast near.
Can you think of any other words for corn that you've heard people use or that you use?
No, I can't think of nothing else for corn.
What do you call the corn you eat on the cob?
I call it corn on the cob.
And what do you call it if it's on the plate?
I call it cream style if I cut it off and scrape it and cut it off and make cream style corn out of it.
Well, what do you call that little top of when it's still in the thing and it's got
it's
that
a tassel.
Little thread? And what about the big orange thing that grows and you use it at Halloween?
That's the pumpkin.
Have you ever grown any of those?
Yes, we've grown quite a few pumpkins just, you know, for the children and to eat. And my husband loves pumpkin pie. Now, I never was a good hand at making pumpkin pie, but before my mother died, I had a girl that helped me to cook, you know, to take care of my mother. She was paralyzed for a long time. And she could make some of the finest pumpkin pie that ever has been. And she could just come in, he could come in and just look at her, and she knew he was wanting pumpkin pie around Thanksgiving, you know, when the pumpkins came in. And she could make them, and they just really didn't taste like pumpkin pies. They were so delicious.
Oh, I bet they were. What about the little small yellow crooked neck vegetable?
That's the gourds. We have some down here growing there. I want to show them to you. Mm-hmm. We're real proud of them.
Well, what is that similar to something else?
The squash, I guess it's in
the
squash family. It's in the squash family. No, it's not the same thing. Gourds, you can't eat them. I never have known of anybody eat them. You make drinking. You take all those seeds out when they get cured and make in the olden days, they made drinking cups out of them for the well. You know what I mean? Hang them up by those long handles. You'd take them and hang them up. Have a drinking cup down there at the well. You know, everybody drink out of the same cup then.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. What about the things that spring up in the woods and fields after a rain and sometimes they say frogs sit under them, and so they can either be poison or you can put them in a salad? Or
that's mushrooms, toadstools, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm.
And what about those big green things that grow on the vines?
Oh, now, that's watermelons.
Good in the summer?
They don't love me, but I love them.
Do y'all ever grow any out here?
Yes, we had watermelons planted this year, but it's been so dry that we didn't make any watermelons. We made plenty of cantaloupes, and they are just delicious. I want you to taste one of them, and then taste one that I bought at the store about a week ago. It's not the same. It's just a difference.
It's the same at the store.
That's right. Well, you know, we can go on up into the mountains, and I can eat from bone up in the mountains, and seem like it just tastes better. I don't know why.
If a man had a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you might say that if he tried to eat something, he'd probably have trouble
swallowing.
Yeah. Okay, and if I ask you, can you, and you wanted to say no, you would say no, I
can't.
Okay, and if I said, will you do it, and you didn't want to, you'd say no, I
don't want to. Won't. Now that can't, back when I was a child, my mother would say that no such word is can't, it's cannot.
She didn't like that word.
She didn't like that word, and she'd say that no such word is can't, it's cannot.
Okay, if you were not sure that you could do it and you thought maybe you could, you would say, I'm not sure, but I
might. Think I can.
Yeah. What about the kind of bird that has the big round eyes that can see in the dark?
That's the owls. Now you are big enough to know about the birds and the bees.
Oh, I don't know what I do.
Oh, me. Well, that'd be the wise old owl to tell me.
Are there any around here?
When I was...
I've never seen a real owl.